goes Lamb. Lamb, he's got meat inside. And in his farewell test match for the Cobbles, David Mead with the try. Doesn't he love it?
Well, if you look.
Tony Picker.
Nice shift of ball here. Kiwi's looking expansive, Roberts. And now Dylan Brown. Ripping her inside, I guess. It's showtime early here at Mount Smart.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show with Dino and Ray. Phil's Buzz Rothfield on the line on Origin game day, or game night as it will be in Perth. Buzz, good morning, and I bet you, like me, you just can't wait for tonight, Buzz.
No, I'm hanging out for it, guys, and I believe the great Michael Carayannis has helped us out with the Origin query, eh, and the rep round next year, Bulldogs.
Yeah, a mix text in kindly saying, no rep round next year, international footy at end of the year, Origin's back to Wednesday. So that's clarified. So thank you, Michael, for that. I just wonder, though, Buzz, will games at the end of the year after the grand final, when we often put our cue in the rack, so to speak, as fans, will it have the same impact?
Look, there's a bit of a problem with next year's draw in that we have a 17 team, so there's a club's going to have a bye each week. But the major problem with starting the season next year is that we have the World Cup in England at the end of the year. And by the time the boys get home to their clubs, it's going to be late November once the World Cup's finished. They're then entitled to their six-week holiday as part of their NRL contract. So a lot of these guys aren't going to return to training until the new year with their clubs. So they're going to have a very, very limited off-season, and that's one of the reasons I think they're looking at the entire schedule and have made this decision next year to not to run with it.
What do you think, Buzz? Because as I said earlier to Dino, this year I've really got into it. I've loved this weekend more than ever before. Dino's point about a couple of years of no internationals was well made, but, gee, it's been great footy.
Yeah, it has been great footy, but I get a bit depressed after the grand final with no footy on.
Yeah, good point.
I wander around looking for things to do, and I hate Friday nights with no footy and Sunday afternoons. And I don't mind playing at the end of the year. I really don't. But you know what I enjoyed most this weekend? And look, the Pacific tests were terrific, but geez, I enjoyed the Women's State of Origin
game
in Canberra.
Yeah.
It was. I saw more skill in that game than some NRL matches I've seen this year. The improvement in the women's game is quite stunning. I'll tell you what else I liked was Belinda Sleeman's refereeing. And I had a look at the Fox stats yesterday, and there was not one set restart.
There you go. Yeah.
And the girls play like the boys. They know how to slow down the ruck. They know that, but there was no nitpicking in the refereeing. They let the game flow. It was beautiful to watch. It really was.
It's a great game. Great game.
Yeah. I said also, Buzz, on air, I said the fact that it was probably just a little less structured in defence and the line speed was a little slower, but that made for the great spectacle that it was.
Dog, I really, really enjoyed the game. And,
it was like a game from 20 years ago, Buzz. And I say that with respect in terms of attacking flair.
You know, it used to be politically correct to say nice things about the women's game. It just, you had to. This game the other night was serious skill, serious pace, serious class, serious power. It had everything. Mm. And you know what? It went up 8% the ratings on Fox Sports. Yeah. You then go to the 19s game and you look at that Jada Taylor's try.
Brilliant.
Took a kick in her own in-goal area. Beat two inside the in-goal. Beat another two. Then put on the afterburners and just dashed away. And Joey John sent her a text message or Instagram message after the game. Joey loved it.
Mm.
And this lady is playing NRLW for the Roosters in the next competition. She's come through the system. Young lady from Tamworth. And it's really, really good for the women's game. But you know what? There's a massive one on tonight, isn't there? And you know what? I was a little taken back by Zorba's criticism of Freddie today.
In what sense, Buzz?
I thought he was a little bit heavy. Look, you had the right bow in that Freddie's had the job for 4 years and he's won three series. Now, you have to analyse it properly. And you look at Freddie when he started, when he took over from Laurie Daly. He didn't have to deal with Thurston, Cronk, Slater, Smith, Inglis, those sort of players, and what was the one of the great representative sides ever assembled. But you now have to look at what Freddie's been up against, particularly this year. And I reckon I could name four players in the top 10 NRL players who are unavailable for selection in this New South Wales side tonight. I'm talking Tom Turbo, Wigree's top 10. I'm talking Latrell Mitchell. Ryan Pappenhausen at the beginning of this year was number one player in the game, leading the Dalliams clearly, broke every point scoring record. And you know what? I'd nearly throw Jack White into the top 10 as well. He was, you know, Dalliam Player of the Year, correct? So Freddie's up against it without quality like that. You know, when he started coaching, he had a lot of experience in that New South Wales side. He had Boyd Cordner, great captain, Kangaroos captain. He had James Maloney, Luke Keary, Dale Finucane. And while this current side has got club captains like Cleary and Isaiah Yeo and Cameron Murray and James Tedesco, they haven't been around as long in Origin as these other fellas. So you've got to weigh all this up when you judge Freddie. And look, I don't agree with some of his selections in this game. I wouldn't have had Crichton on the bench. I wouldn't have taken Radley to Perth. I'd have had Okar in the side, but it's his team. Him and Brandy will live or die by the result. Just thought he was a little bit heavy.
Fair enough. Well, how do you see tonight's game then, Buzz? Because we've spoken a lot about the New South Wales team, but the Queensland team, you've got to give it to them. I only saw that second half when I was in London, but players like Gagai and Val Holmes, they put on the Superman cape when they donned that Queensland jumper. They played out of their skin. Cameron Munster, how do we stop him, Buzz?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I asked who were you interviewing? I asked Isaiah Yeo on NRL 360 because I have no idea how you can game plan a player like Munster.
He's not structured, is he? He's not structured.
No, he's not. And the other guy you mentioned, this Valentine Holmes, and Dog, you know he went to New York Jets, correct, in the NFL?
That's correct.
And to play NFL, he had to change his body shape and his sports science and everything involved to play that game is so different to NRL. And he came back home and got nearly a $1 million contract with the Cowboys. And you know what? He struggled for a year or two. But he's now, I believe, the best centre in rugby league. I really do, and he's just a great, great player, and he's why the Cowboys are high-flying. But look, for a really rare occasion, I've actually tipped Queensland to win. Reason being, I prefer their bench. They've got Harry Grant coming off the bench. They've got Patrick Carrigan coming off the bench, and they've got Jeremiah Nanai, who's just been outstanding on the edge for the Cowboys. Do you see what I mean, Dom? They've got good... You know, from 14 to 17, they're so strong.
Absolutely. Buzz, I have been reading your column, What's the Buzz in the Sunday Telegraph.
Can you buy it in Perth, Bulldog, can you?
No, I'm buying it online, Phil.
Cool.
I was doing my research last night.
Nice.
But you've got a nice item in there about Mal still looking at Fox. You've mentioned Josh Adokar missing out on selection for two successive games. But obviously, in a big Mal, the Kangaroos coach... is still very, very keen on the Fox.
Yeah, he is. And not just as a football player, not just the fact that he's a champion winger and a try-scoring machine. It's the fact that Mal has always been big on character and big on people he likes to have part of a touring party. And he just loves Josh Adokar like I think all his teammates do. He's different. He loves... You know, he has a lot of fun. He's a very marketable player. But he also wants him to score tries for the Kangaroos at the World Cup. And you saw that performance of New Zealand yesterday and the spine. I heard you guys talking about New Zealand. We are going to have to take our footy boots and our A-grade game to England to beat them. And Mal says Josh Addo-Carr could be a very important part of that New South Wales, the Australian side. It was really interesting because I just said which non-Origin players would be in contention for the World Cup. And he obviously, loyalty's not as big a thing this year because we haven't played an Australian team since 2019. And out of the blue, he mentioned, I said, you got enough hookers. And I said, there's four of them playing in Origin on Sunday night in Perth. And he said, oh, there's actually five. He's a Reid Mahoney fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he suggested that if Parramatta go deep into the finals and Reid Mahoney plays well, that, he'll be seriously looking at him as well.
Interesting.
Obviously, Latrell Mitchell as well would make a great kangaroo tourist at the World Cup.
Hey, Buzz, we'll come back to Origin in a sec and we'll get your tip before we leave. But a couple of things I wanted to ask you about in your column today. Really interesting piece with Ricky Stewart. Now, there is a couple of coaching jobs up for grabs, as we know, but Ricky won't coach against the Raiders ever again in his career. I found that interesting, Buzz.
I thought it was a really, really lovely comment to make because, you know what, Stick is only 55. He's way younger than the Wayne Bennetts and the Craig Bellamy's of this world, and I think he can continue coaching for some time. I think his performance with the Canberra Raiders this year after a horrible start has been pretty damn good. Bulldog, I've had a look at their draw for the run home to the finals. They have a bye and matches against the bottom four teams. They're on 14 points with the Roosters. I think they're a sneaky hope of making the eight. His contract is up at the end of next year. He's never gone into a season not knowing what he'll be doing the following year. So it's a really interesting one. I think the Canberra Raiders, Don Ferner and the team down there are going to have a chat to Rick in the near future. But I just love his passion for the Canberra Raiders and the fact he's... Because, look, there's talk Gus Gould want to chat to him about the Bulldogs. Gus has said he wants an experienced coach. Yeah. Everyone knows how close he is to Tim Cheek. And the West Tigers need a coach. You've got to think when Ricky went to the National Cup, they couldn't sign a player. And they had to come up with a new tactic, a new strategy, and they brought all the Poms over. And they made that grand final. And they've been a competitive side ever since. And it would not surprise me if they made the top eight this year.
Buzz, another item in your column. Brett Camorley has abandoned the West Tigers' five-man captaincy model, and Jimmy Tarmow will skipper them for the rest of the year. I've never been a fan of these captaincy models, Buzz. You make a call. He's your captain. He's your leader. He's the one you follow into battle. You don't need five of them out there, for goodness sake. So I'm glad Noddy's made that call, Buzz.
Yeah, well, when you name five captains, in my view, Bulldog, it's like saying, I'm not sure who's the Sandown captain. And at the start of the year, they'd named James Tarmow, Luke Brooks, Adam Dewey, Ken Mamala, and Tyrone Peachy. And Tyrone Peachy, as we all know, it hasn't worked out. The West Tigers hasn't asked for release, but he's asked to look elsewhere. James Tarmow, good leader, getting on in his career, about to play his 300th game, respected by everyone, not just at the West Tigers, but across the game. And good on Noddy for making that decision. No more confusion, even when they were out in the field. The referee didn't know who to go to for captain's challenges. Things like that.
Five points.
I really wish Noddy well. You know, it's the toughest job in the game, the West Tigers. And he's trying to avoid the wooden spoon. He's also thrown himself into a shop window to be a future NRL coach. And he took over a basket case there, didn't he? And But I really hope he can do something in the last 10 rounds.
Exactly. Hey, Buzz, before we get your tip, I did ask Dino this earlier. What is it that makes Origin so special and why we just can't get enough of it each and every year?
Oh, I think it's history, Ray. You know, when Origin started, it just exploded into our land for it. We remember Arthur Beach and leading out to Queensland. It's like like, why is the Cox Plate a great race? Why is the Melbourne Cup a great race? Why is the Masters? Because it's got history and it's got passion, and we don't like Queensland. They don't like it, New South Wales.
Yeah, all of that, yeah.
And it's the best 34 players. You can't say on the planet now because there's so many great New Zealand players we saw yesterday, but it's just elite rugby league. And once those two teams pull on that jersey, they find another 10, 15, 20%. And they play out of their skins. And look, I'm not a fan of that Perth venue, Dog. You're too far away. It's an AFL ground, but it'll be a great spectacle on TV. And I do prefer the rectangle parks. And you got binoculars, old mate?
Yeah, no, I've been here before that game in 19, Buzz. To be fair, it was an absolute ripping atmosphere. But about 20 minutes into that game in 2019, the heavens opened. Yeah. And a lot of people scattered for the bleachers, which was a bit of a shame. So the game lost a bit of its atmosphere. But it'll be a great atmosphere tonight, Buzz. The crowd will be there. They'll be into it. How much they understand of rugby league, I guess we'll find out. But it'll be a Blues win tonight, Buzz. And you know what? That will set up an absolute cracking game three up there at a packed Suncorp. That's what Origin's all about.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right. I hope the Blues do win. But as I said, I've tipped Queensland. Mainly, I think they've got more to come off the bench. They're a very, very good football side. You look at Cobbo, Holmes, Ponga, Munster, Cherry Evans. Geez, they've got some class. And you look at that New South Wales side. The other thing is, you know, we've only got two backline survivors from Game 3 last year, which is Tedesco and To'o, and that's form and injury-wise. It's a reasonably new Blues side, but, geez, I hope you're right, Doc. I hope we win.
Yeah. Can't wait for it, Buzz. You're going for Queensland tonight. I know Dino's going for New South Wales. I know it's a long night for both of you work-wise, but enjoy it and can't wait for tonight, Buzz.
Good on you guys. Have a great day, Bulldog.